What happens now?
What happens now?
How will I cope?
How will I cope? Sometimes you don't want to talk about cancer to people you know. You just want to talk to someone who knows how you feel. That's why I joined the Macmillan online community. We know what it's like because we're living with cancer too. And whatever's on your mind, we're here to help. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
From Wondery and Audible comes Class of 88, a new podcast hosted by Will Smith. Before 1988, a lot of people didn't take hip-hop seriously. But hip-hop today touches everything, from film to fashion to sports. So what changed? Follow Class of 88 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
So then we cut to the girls' table, and Sheena's, like, dancing. She's, like, shimmying. She's like, oh, So, what do you think Schwartz and Lisa are talking about?
And Lala goes, I love that you just asked that while you were dancing. She's like, yeah.
It's just such a Sheena moment.
Yeah, she is literally shimmying.
And then we go, Good as Gold is playing. So that's the Trixie monocle for the next scene. And we go to a music studio. And Kevin, a guitarist, and Landis, a singer from the 27s. Is it from the 27s? Is that a band?
I couldn't tell. Landis from the 27s. There was some stuff on my screen that was obscuring it. And I was like, I'm just not going to. Whatever. It's person one, person two for me at this point.
Well, they're from the 27, so I can see them right now. They just posted a picture of them with our Sheena. So there you go.
Wow.
So the girl, let's see. So
Brock.
And she goes to see these guys. And of course, Brock's with her. And she's like, oh my God. So this is amazing. Because like the first emo night I was like, DJ, can I emo? And then he was like, what if you and Ariana did this together? And then they were like, hell yeah. But then like Katie was there. So I was like, Katie, do you want to do it too? So then we all like did emo night together.
And Brock, meanwhile, was like, wow, I'm feeling very American right now. This is the first time I've been in a music studio. I was like, is that an American thing? Is that like 4 score and 7 years ago?
In other countries, they just dance to sound effects.
I'll always remember this. I'll always remember the 1776 Congress when they signed the Constitution and then said, now let's make this a song. They pulled out their fifes, put some paddings on the wall. I'll tell you how that Liberty Bell cracked. It's from the good music.
One of George Washington's most famous quotes says, sing it, sister.
One of George Washington's most famous quotes was, tonight I'm gonna blow. Yeah, that song's a cover.
I love Sheena's explanation. She's like, yeah, because like emo night is where you listen to music, but it's like sad music. And then if you're like sad as fuck, you're supposed to be sad as fuck because it's emo night. But like you're sad as fuck in a happy place, but you're also with your friends who are also emo. You know why? Because it's emo night. And one time I did emo night and there was like a DJ there. And then I was like, should I DJ? And then they were like, you should DJ. Remember Brock? And Brock's like, oh my God, I do remember. I was there.
So American. You know what? Here's my version of emo night. Turning on Delilah and just sitting there for 2 hours. That's how you do it, okay?
Emo night at Delilah's.
Well, I'm like, I don't want to listen to Blink at 182 when I'm sad. I want to listen to, you know, I want to listen to like, I don't know, like the Jets or
oh, or no, like I'm a sad. Brenda. I'm a like roll around in the sadness kind of a person.
Yeah.
I'll put some Adele.
The Jets have sad songs. Oh, you want like to go there? I'm like Piano in the Dark, Give me some slow PM Dawn. Give me some slow Debbie Gibson. Give me the Delilah. Give me what I want. Like, I want sad stories from Delilah on my Coast FM. Okay.
No, I play Adele, and then I play Nina Simone. There's nothing more depressing than like a full Nina Simone listen. Like, just get, don't even do the greatest hits. Just do like the full discography where you can just listen to every single song. Nothing will make you sadder. God, I love it. Love you, Nina.
I will also accept some ballads from Richard Marx. I don't know. That's probably not. It doesn't take you to the Adele place, but that works for me.
So Sheena gets in the sound stage cage, whatever they call it, sound booth. And they're like, yeah, do it. And Brock goes, get in there, my little birdie. So she goes in and then she starts rapping. She's like, come get your riding, shawty. Stop waiting for a sign. Get close and touch my body. Lots of a godson. How's this emo? Has Sheena heard what emo is? This is supposed to be an emo remix. It's supposed to be like, come on, you're riding shorty. Stop waiting for a sign. Get close and touch my body. Let's have a good time.
I think she was going for screamo. So that's why she was like, let's have a good time. When she screamed that line, I nearly fell out of my chair. I was cracking up.
Sheena Eist scream of all time. Let's have a good time. It's full on animal and Muppets.
It was so unexpected, but I agree. It may have been like she got the screamo part, right? But I didn't really hear the emo part. It was just like it's hard to be emo about saying, come on, you're riding shoddy, stop waiting for a sign, come close and touch my body. Is that emo?
I don't know.
I'm like, oh my God, it's so like high school.
Brock's like, I love this version of my wife. It's sexy. It's inspiring. She was made for the spotlight, and I'm glad she's putting herself out there.
Like a true American. So she's like, wow, like, honey, I like haven't done music like since we've been like together, like. And Sheena says that she goes, in 2019, after the amount of negativity I got from my like last song and music video, I just like threw in the towel. And then we see, I totally forgot about this song and this thing where she did this music video with Brett, and everyone was scandalized. Like, how could you do this video with Brett? And he's like, I didn't even know I would be doing this in a video. I'm just like horrified.
And it was full on porn. It's like, bang me really, really hard. Because remember, who was she like fighting over Brett with? Where she's like, oh my God, like I'm just friends with Brett. I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, I have no interest in Brett. Okay, I had Brett in my music video. Fuck me like 10 different ways. And what the hell, Sheena? Why?
I think it was Dana who she was fighting. I think Dana had gone on some dates with Brett. Or was Dana with
Max? I felt like it was Charlie.
It was like a dark time.
It's not an easy time to remember, for sure.
Yeah. They both got fired. Max and Brett both got fired for racist shit. So it's not a good time. Not a good time. Then Sheena was like, yeah, so I like threw in the towel. I was like, you're not the best singer and you don't do music anymore, so let's move on. But like, everyone loves a good reunion tour, so guess what, bitches? I'm back. I've reunited with myself, I guess.
The band is back together. It's me. So they start talking about the nanny taking care of the kids so that they could go out. And she's like, yeah, my therapist was like, what's the next part of exposure therapy you can work on? And I was like, having someone watch my kids so I can go get exposure.
Yeah. And so now she starts talking about how, she hasn't really had anyone outside the family take care of Summer Moon before. And so like, this is like a big part of her postpartum OCD is like being scared to like let go and like, you know, trust in other people. But she's gonna have her friend Tori help, because I've like known Tori like ever since she was like 16, and like Tori's like really good, and she never got mad that when I threw in the towel, I literally landed on her head. So like, she's just like a really good person.
And we see a clip of her OCD where she's watching the phone. There's like a nanny cam in the bedroom in the baby's room and she's watching Summer sleeping and she's like, oh my God, what if she tries crawling through the bars and gets a smushed face and people start calling her book face and she dies alone and unloved because no one likes to read? Like, geez, this is dark. So yeah, she has someone coming over to help. And she's like, yeah, it's like really hard to get anyone outside my immediate family. Like, Aunt Dee had her once and I was terrified that she'd put her in a crop top and like she'd burn her bare tummy on like Dee's famous Azusa enchilada salsa. Aunt Dee's so the really way that, talented.
I'm just really careful with everything. Even in like baby food, which is why when I go to the store, I'm like, I think I'll try one of each of the Prime baby foods.
My baby will have one of each of the Prime cocktails.
she's still
ordering the baby cocktails.
Sober Prime. Just trying to work that quote in there.
Listen, I know my baby's trying to be sober right now, but she really should try these cocktails. Like, wow, you don't even support sobriety in babies? Come on.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Because don't you remember the Prime cocktails was when her husband became sober? And she's like, oh my God, can't you just drink a little bit? Why do you have to be totally sober? Can I have one of each of the Prime cocktails?
I think I'm going to have one of each of the Prime cocktails, please.
I will never forget
that. I think I'm going to just try one of each of the Prime cocktails.
One of my favorite quotes of all time. Love Sheena.
So she's like, yeah, so I quit my music career, blah, blah, blah. So they're talking about how this girl's going to come over, Tori. She's like, yeah, you know, like, I've known Tori since I was 16. And he's like, I'll take anyone I've been asking to go out for a while. This is going to help you with your confidence. And I want that. I want my confident wife back. She's like,
She's dancing. She's like, So now we go to Sandoval, and he is meeting up with Tom Schwartz. And he's like, oh, what's up, dude? I brought you a gift. And we find out that Sandoval is not drinking right now. So he says that one of the catalysts for getting sober was because Raquel was going away to a facility and like I knew she couldn't drink. And like the last thing I was going to do was like be drinking also and like going out. So like while she's there, I figured like we could do it, you know, once together, like once she got out. I'm like, well, there is... I'm like, sure. I'm like, I guess. I don't know. This seems like a strange choice for him.
I don't believe him at all. I think this is all calculated to get pity. It's like, I gave up drinking for her because she had to go through it. So I'm going through it too. I don't believe it. So Schwartz is like, you know, I feel like you feel like kind of become a mythological creature, like a Krypton. I mean, it's kind of good to see you, I guess. How was your trip? And he's like, oh, they ran us so hard. It was so hard, bro. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And he's like, did you cry? Must have been more fun than dealing with shit at the bar.
Yeah, and he's like, I know there was, like, collateral damage. And I'm like, really sorry, Schwartz. But, like, I can feel that you're, like, angry at me. And, like, I literally just bought you shoes. So you shouldn't be angry anymore. Like, I fucking had to tour and stuff. Like, my bank account was, like, literally overdrawn.
So he's saying that Ariana hadn't paid any bills for literally 8 months, man. And he's, like, moving $1,000 from this account and $500 from that other account just to pay the mortgage. So
and then
that means she was not paying the bills long before any of this happened. I don't know that I believe Tom.
He's I don't know a big if I fat believe liar. That.
When he went on that Nick Vile show, Nick was like, bro, you're late because Tom overslept or whatever. He was with a friend. He didn't show up to the thing. They had to call him like 10 times and he didn't show up till like half an hour late or something. And then Nick's like, wow, were you going to apologize for being late? And he goes, are you going to apologize for being late to my podcast? Because you were like 2 hours late. He's like, no, I wasn't. Yeah, you were. You didn't even show up until like 6. You were supposed to come at like 5. So he's going on this whole thing like, you're such a hypocrite. You didn't apologize to me. And then the assistant or whatever, the co-host, sorry, no disrespect intended, whoever, looks up the text and she's like, well, he texted me saying he was done at 6 and at Whole Foods. So I mean, Tom's just a fucking liar. It's a long way of saying Tom's a liar. I don't believe him.
Yeah, I don't believe him. His credibility is shot. So then he tries to do the Heather Gay thing. He goes, I've been pretty much paying for everything out of my accounts. Mortgage, gardener, cleaning, utilities, everything. I was like, not as good. Didn't do it as well as Heather. And he's like, it's just kind of like pulling teeth to get like Ariana to pay me back. Where does your money,
sir? Paying you back.
Yeah.
I would say that that's paying you back pretty well, actually.
I'm sorry. Like, this, something is not adding up. I understand that he had to take out a loan against the house to get the bar up and running, but he's also, like, he should not be living, like, paycheck to paycheck. Like, there was some mismanagement on his end. That's what this sounds like to me. And he's
also sort of glossing paying for his band. That. They're not making any money.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that, too. So that's where the mismanagement is, because, like, that band is way too big. He should not be... he's paying for that band. What he's paying for is his ego right there, because that band is a cover band. They're not even making original music. And on top of that, like, you're paying all that money for that band just that way you could live your rock star fantasy, and you're driving yourself into debt, and then you're blaming Ariana for it? No, that doesn't work for me.
So he's like, well, bro, it kind of hurt my feelings that you go on, of all podcasts, Jax's podcast, to say I'm touring to live my rock star dreams. I
think, okay, yeah, moving, flipping it back, you know? No one's shocked that this is how he's arguing, of course. So Schwartz is like, yeah, I'm talking about you dealing with your shit show. Man, I know we asked you to step away, but I mean, if I was you, I'd be pitching ideas and solutions, you know? And he's like, what do you want me to do, bro? I brought you shoes. JoJo Siwa wore those shoes.
Oh, that's why they're yelling. I don't know. Hey, like, maybe you could have said something like, hey guys, can I hire a publicist to help out? Or like, I'm so fucking sorry. I love that Schwartz is passive even in this situation. He still wants Sandoval to do the damage control for him. And Sandoval's like, I mean, by the way, Schwartz, you hired the publicist. Why do you want to like entangle yourself with this PR nightmare that is Tom Sandoval? You know, like, the partners say we don't want to see him. They push him out, basically. And then you're like, will you hire a publicist for me? You do it, Schwartz.
Well, I think his point is that they're still paying Tom. Like, Tom is still an active partner in the pay department. He didn't just give up all financial rights to that restaurant. So
yeah,
even though he's not allowed to come in and upset the customers, he should still be doing something. He can't just, like, leave and drop the restaurant and then just sit back and wait for everybody else to make it profitable. He needs to at least be there in the off hours cleaning or doing a dish, doing something.
I guess what Schwartz is trying to say is like, yeah, like, they don't want you coming into the restaurant because you're right now, that's bad for our business. But like, what you should be doing is thinking about what you can do to get back into the restaurant and how you can fix this and help fix things for everyone. And of course, Sandoval probably took it as like, well, you guys kicked me out, huh? Because he makes it all about himself. So Schwartz is like, Tom, just take it. All you should be saying is, I'm sorry. That's all you need to say. I'm sorry your feelings are hurt. I just care about the business. I put $500,000 into it. You know, you should be saying, I'm sorry. It's like, no, I do care. I care about it. But it didn't seem that way. It didn't seem like he gave a shit, to be honest. Oh, I'm a baby.
So now the conversation is who's going to go to emo night and who's going to Tom's birthday? And neither of those things sound great, I have to be honest. I choose nothing. And Schwartz is like, well, Sheena did extend the olive branch at emo night. And Sandoval's like, are you going to stick with me or what? And he goes, I'm going to do what's best for me, which is whatever Katie tells me. So hold on, I'm just waiting for a text.
What's best for me? Could someone tell me? Hey, Sandoval, what's best for me?
From Wondery, this is Black History For Real. I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm Conscious Lee.
What do most people think about when they hear the words Black History?
Rosa Parks, Reconstruction, MLK, February, Black History Month.
Exactly, exactly. There are so many stories of Black history that we just are not really talking about or thinking about, especially outside of February. And we are about to flip the script on all of that. Because on this show, you're going to hear a little less
in August 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
And a little bit more.
She is a heroine to some. As a fighter for Black rights, she is a villain to others.
Follow Black History For Real on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on February 5th, or you can listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting January 29th. Join Wondery Plus on the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Academy is a new scripted podcast that follows Ava Richards, played by HBO's Industries' Myhala Harold, a brilliant scholarship student who has to quickly adapt to her newfound eat-or-be-eaten world. Ava's ambitions take hold and her small-town values break in hopes of becoming the first scholarship student to make the list. Bishop Gray's all-coveted academic top 10, curated by the headmaster himself. But after realizing she has no chance at the list on her own, she reluctantly accepts an invitation to a secret underground society that pulls the strings on campus life and academic success. If she bends to their will, she'll have everything she's ever dreamed of. But at what cost? Academy takes you into the world of a cutthroat private school where power, money, and sex collide in a game of life and death. Follow Academy on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Academy early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now we go to Brock and Sheena at home. So this is like the big thing. So Sheena's getting, you know, she's going to be leaving her child in someone else's care, which is a significant thing. And, you know, like, you know, we're making jokes about like the baby food and crop tops, whatever. But this is like, it's a hard thing. It's a really hard step. And especially because she seems like she's really in the throes of this postpartum OCD, which is really, really, it's serious. And so Tori comes over. And Tori, in case you didn't know, Tori was an actress. Tori's like, hi, how are you? Summer Moon, I dreamed a dream. So good to be here.
Oh, and Brock's like, you still nannying? She's like, yeah, I've taken a step back from acting and I'm focusing on, you know, different things, you know. So, Eric, I'm mostly music, right? So Erica, what's up with you? She's like, I've got a torn radiator cuff. She goes, yeah, we just need like someone to basically put Summer in her crib. Okay, that's all we need from you. So that's it. So you can like work on your music or whatever, but then like just put her in the crib because like my mom's like her rotator cuff isn't rotating right. It's like a serious thing, Tori. It's serious.
Like, have you ever seen like a cuff that like can't rotate? And you're like, why can't this cuff rotate? Like, that's basically my mom right now. Like, it's just like a cuff that's like stationary, and it's like really hard on like all of us right now. And Brock's like, yeah, with Gina's inability to let things go, it's like, could you be a little bit more delicate about your wife? He's like, yeah, she just can't let fucking things go. That's like she's in the throes of this, of, you know, something that's kind of like out of her control too. And he's, and she's like, that's like not what it is. And he's like, oh, all right, OCD.
And he's like, why'd you get so triggered?
And she's like, because she's not like everything, and I'm not just gonna leave her with anyone, okay? Like I said, let's start with Tori because I'm comfortable with that, okay? Please.
And so Erica's like, baby steps. Baby steps, Brock. We're just taking baby steps here. So Brock's like, I'm the one wanting this. Why are you getting mad at me? And he tells us he misses his wife having good days because before they had their kid, they were a juggernaut of just having fun. It's a real juggernaut of fun. That's what we were.
We're like Americans in a music studio, just a juggernaut. But now for Sheena, day-to-day simple tests become overwhelming. And that's what a lot of life is like. What if? What if? What if? What if?
I mean, this is Sheena. Day-to-day tasks are monumental. It's Sheena. It's just Sheena. I mean, that is how Sheena is.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? I have to go to Target to get new placemats. First, I have to go all the way to Target. Then I have to park there. Then I have to go in there. Then I had to, like, find the aisle for placemats. You know how hard that was? It was really hard.
To be fair, also, you guys live in Marina Del Rey, so any task you need to do is going to be about 45 minutes longer than anywhere else.
There's literally nothing out there. Nothing.
You have to drive. I mean, everything.
Unless your task is going to the Cheesecake Factory, you're fucked.
Well, it's true. Unless your task is taking a little booze cruise around that port there, then you're fucked. Okay? Because guess what? You know what's out there? Traffic. Traffic and random, like, mini highways and, like, a Cheesecake Factory. Sea Valley people, we'll shit on other neighborhoods. Just wait. Just have to give it some time. Okay?
So then Erica's like, listen, Brock, sometimes you just need to validate Sheena's feelings. And he's like, oh, well, she's got two of you validating her feelings right now. And by the way, throughout this fighting, Tori is just staring straight ahead like she is traumatized. Like she's been through this a million times. Like, oh my God, they're fighting again. She's just doing that. Like, I'm staring at a mental wall right now. I'm staring at a mental wall.
Tori's like, put it into your art. Put it into your art.
She's like, make a bridge out of this.
So basically, Sheena and Eric are like, fuck you, Brock. Stop minimizing what, like, Sheena's going through, right? And Brock's like, I'm just saying, I'm so sick of this. And Erica's like, I raised two daughters who don't need anything from me. And yes, do you guys need my help with Summer from time to time? Yes. Do I have a broken rotator cuff because of it? Perhaps.
Did that little brat break my rotator cuff? Did my cuff rotate before you guys started unloading your baby on me every day of my life? I just love that whole, like, you guys, I've raised two children who need nothing for me except for to raise their children, which I'm doing now, here every single day.
I don't want to, I'm not going to say that this rotator cuff is something that's a big deal, but what I will also say is, imagine playing Wheel of Fortune and you go to spin the wheel and the wheel doesn't spin. Okay, just want to put that out there. Okay, so if anyone wants to get me a Tylenol, I'd appreciate it.
I mean, Price is Wrong, am I right? Because I'm never spinning that wheel either. Do you know how many wheels on television I'm never going to be able to spin?
I mean, have you ever gone on the Match Game and not matched? That's kind of at my... What if you played Who Wants to be a Millionaire and everyone in the audience said, not me? That's my rotator cuff right now.
So Sheena's like, yeah. Basically. And Sheena's like, well, what Brock is saying, Mom, is that, like, I always have to ask for your opinion on everything, and it's like a hindrance to him. And she's saying, you know, she just wants to get to a place where she's not freaking out all the time, too, you know? And her mom's like, she's like, Sheena, you have come so far. Not as far as I have to come from Azusa to Marina Del Rey. I mean, that is really, really, really far. Thank God cars aren't powered by cuffs, because mine wouldn't rotate enough to get me here.
Sheena, you have come so far. I can only wish that my rotator cuff could get that far. But apparently right now I've only got about a half inch of mobility there. So, and then Erica turns to Tori and she goes, and I think your friendship with her has helped so much because you really get her. And Tori then clutches her heart and goes, oh my God. I am like crying right now.
I'm like sobbing.
Crying.
I'm sobbing.
Crying.
And Brock's like, this is why I wanted to talk about it. All right. Because we needed to talk about it. Now, Summer, are you excited for Tori to stay?
And Summer's just picking her nose and staring at Tori like, ew. That girl's fake.
Summer's like, can you guys like all stop talking about me? Because I need to record a Screamo album now.
Summer's like, so then hope you like your rotator cuff, bitch.
So now it's now we see a plane in the sky, so we know where we're going next. And sure enough, we're at James and Allie's new house right near Chandler Boulevard. So they have a cat, Mr. Banks, and Allie's like, Banks, are you going to make a new friend? Are you going to make a new friend today? Are you going to make a new friend, Banks? Are you going to make... You know, the cat's like, get the fuck out of my face, lady. Try to chase a mouse. Try to chase a flashlight along the floor.
And Tom Schwartz comes over, and he's like, oh, I got you a tree. It's an African milk tree. It's a succulent. And James is like, oh, look at that. Ow, ow, why would you bring me a murder cactus?
Arizona will be the death of me.
No wonder why he thinks his dog is going to get all, you know, stabbed to death by cacti, because he holds the succulent for 1 second and is already...
I just think it's so poetic that he was just complaining about that cactus infested state of Arizona, and then Schwartz brings him a cactus immediately.
I'm going to fall into a slumber that can only be broken by the kiss of someone special. Oh, no, I'm actually still awake. I'm awake.
And Schwartz is like, wow, it's just so cool to see him having so much joy in this house. And it's hard not to feel a sting from losing my dream house. God, I remember the memories. Let's go through them. Remember that time I was in the hallway and I pointed at a toilet and I said, that's my pooping toilet.
Oh, it's hard not to feel the sting from losing my dream home and a shower with running water. Oh, So Allie says, so then Allie's going to do a chart. Because she, at the beginning of the year, I officially started my astrology business where I meet with clients and we look at their birth charts. And I'm interested in doing Schwartz's birth chart. And I feel like it could be nice to put him on a path of direction. So it's going to be an astrology chart. And I'm Allie.
So this is your natal chart. This is what planets were doing and the exact place and time where you were born. See how, like, they kind of form a shape like they're holding their nose? It's like very unique.
You seriously have the most Libra on a chart that I've ever seen. Oh, wait, this is a crossword puzzle. No wonder why I was confused.
You're so Libra right now. My God, Libras just want everyone to get along. You know, people need that because, like, someone has to be the people pleaser, right? And Schwartz's like, oh my God, I don't like that term. Was that offensive that I said that? I hope I didn't offend you.
No. There's more good than bad because it helps with business. He's like, oh, yeah. And James is like, oh, my fucking God. I just got a text. There's a pothole on Chandler Boulevard. Everything's ruined. Oh, I just got another text. Tom Sandoval texted me.
Hey, James. Huh? What a cluster I've caused, eh? If you guys want to come to my birthday, you can.
Hold on. There's no voice pressure. Note here. Let me press that. Damn it, he sent a song invitation.
I should know never to open those from Sandoval. Never, ever, ever. So James is like, are you going, Schwartz? He's like, yeah, I think I'm going to go. Are there going to be prickly plants there? I'm a little scared of those these days. I don't think so. Well, maybe I'll try to stop Popeye for an hour, one stupid, dumb hour of the stupid birthday. I mean, I'm not sure he even wants, if he's not going to want to come at me, you know? He better not come at me, because if he ever came at me in his house, bro, God, I'm going to egg that place, because guess what? I got a good aim. I aim it for windows, the eggs on the stupid, sly windows, stupid fucking eggs. I hate eggs anyway in the first place.
I want it rated R. I want the alcohol. I want a blackout on tequila. Catch you when you fall. I want generally be hated by all your friends.
What is this song? Too many lyrics. I cannot follow this. Okay. And what are you, for 12? Who wrote this?
I know. Who is having this rebellion right now?
Also, so, whoever wrote this has not lived a day in my shoes. I'm so sick of catching you when you fall. When you fucking blackout on tequila. I've had it with you, okay? All of you who I've caught. And you know that there's a bunch of you I've caught when you're falling blackout drunk on tequila. I'm over it, okay? Yeah. Take care of yourself. I'm in my 40s.
Yeah, I'm over this vibe of the song. So Sandoval, they're setting up at the party, and Sandoval's like, Anne, dude, yeah. You really did a great job with the balloons,
Anne. Oh, my God, thank you.
I mean, it's giving me, like, baby shower vibes, but, like, I like it, yeah.
Well, thanks. Yay, babies. I love babies. And I love showers. Those are good. You could use one of those. You should take a shower. Yeah. I would be so proud of you. You can do it.
I like that you, like, drew actual emojis on the balloons. Like, that's really cool. Yeah, I don't think you expected them to stretch as much as they do, but, like, it was a good effort.
Okay, thanks. Thumbs up. Or is that a thumbs down? Can't really tell. Uh-oh. There they go. There they go. Oh, my God.
All right. Thumbs. She's in a thumb vortex. All right. I'll see you in 15 minutes when you sort that out.
So then he walks off while she's, like, thumb warring herself. And then we get another song. Baby, wanna rock? I'll take you to the show. She does a line. She wants a little mo. 27 Club. Feeling just fine, coming in sweaty for a good time. Now, I wrote all these lyrics, A, because they're insipid and I want them to die in a fire, but also because they put 27 Club in here. Is this kissing 27S's ass? What's happening? Did 27S write this?
The 27 Club is dark. That's like the musicians who die at the age 27.
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm assuming. That is dark, Trixie. It's like blink 180 Trixie. That is dark. Well, that blink 182 is not dark, but like she's singing in the 182 style. Because it's emo nuts. And Ariana and Katie are like doing makeup for it because they're going to do some email stuff. And then we see James and Allie, and James is like very nervous about this birthday party. And they're like driving up, and Allie's like, maybe we can turn around. I've never seen so much Libra in this car before. It's going to blow.
He's like, I'm not turning around. I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to mend anything with Tom. And that's for sure. You know, I have yet to hear anything he has to say to me. You know what I haven't heard? You want to come to a pool party, James? I haven't heard that. What's probably many pool parties have been happening there. So I'm not invited. I'm not invited.
He's like spiraling out of control. It's so sad. He still just needs Tom's approval at the end of the day.
I know. You know? He's still trying to like make this pool party mission. Like he's still trying to like bring it up to the same level as Ariana being cheated on. He's like, not only were you cheated on, but I was iced at a pool parties last summer. Can you believe it? There's two pretty big crimes. I would even argue that mine's as bad as, yeah. It's like, sorry, the pool party thing, I don't know. It just doesn't hold the same weight.
Yeah.
Can you set the stage a little bit so people understand what happened?
In 1969, 14 black student athletes were kicked off their university's American football team for planning a show of support against racism.
We were really protesting our treatment on the field.
Amazing Sports Stories from the BBC World Service tells their story.
We became brothers that day when you did that to us.
We made a change.
Fighting for what we deserve.
Search for Amazing Sports Stories wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So he's like, so what do I need to hear from Sandoval? Very simple. Really sorry, what I did was absolute betrayal, but I'll work every day to come back from this. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to work every single day to come back from it. So he's like, I do need an apology, and he needs to mean it. And then he goes, yeah. I mean, I haven't even seen the guy without a mustache in years. It's going to be weird. It's going to be weird.
And then we get a flashback of, yo, worm with the mustache. So then we're at
You know, I have to say, Tom, you would think that shaving that mustache would have helped. It did not help. Whatever stink that mustache brought left behind, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it's... Tom is now... He's going to be going down a weird path now.
I feel like any moisture that was in Tom's face went into that mustache and stayed there. Like, that's the only place that moisture would produce.
It was like the picture of Dorian Gray, but moisture version and a mustache. It was like, no matter what happens in his life, like the mustache retains all the moisture. Does that make sense? In his attic, there is a mustache that's very moist. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, it's just somewhere, and it's like
stop now.
It's just like rolling around in its own moisture. And Tom's like, my face itches. So Tom is like, this is gonna be my first time having a birthday party where I'm not drinking. And Jason's like, oh my god, that's crazy. Hey, remember that time you had the birthday party on TV, and like all those people came over, and you guys wore like funny wigs. That was so cool. I love that.
And Tom's like, but don't worry, I got some mushroom chocolates. And then Jason is like me. He goes, cool. Do you have any plain chocolate? Like, I just want some chocolate right now. I'll work my way up to the mushroom chocolate, but honestly, I just want some like Hershey's Kisses right now. That'll make me really happy.
So, it's thirst night, because look who's first here. Billy Lee, ladies and gentlemen.
Billy Lee. And Kyle Chan. And then Kyle Chan.
Yes, and Kyle Chan. So Tom Sandoval's like, wow, so I do still have friends. Oh, God. And next is a parade of loners at the lunch table. That's all I get. And listen, I was a loner at the lunch table. So these were probably people, you know, I was one of these people one time. But wow. So then we go to emo night. The girls are going to the club. And Ariana's having a vodka Red Bull. And Katie's like, that's a vibe.
And the promoters come down like, hey, your playlist looks great. I'm TJ. And, you know, last time you guys crushed it. When you guys played Blink-182 and then followed that with Dashboard Confessional, I was like, so emo. So we're just looking forward to tonight.
these two who are in charge of Emo Night, what would they do without Emo Night? I think these people were put on this earth to run Emo Night. Like, what they else were. Are they even good for? Like, they're too perfect for this.
What would I do, baby, without emo?
They're all greasy and do, pale baby, and just like, this is their life, you know? Emo. You were born for this.
Na, 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 na.
Clip of Sheena's blog. So we see a clip of Sheena's, vlog. So we see clips of last time, and it's from Sheena's vlog. It's like, emo, emo, yeah, put your hat through the fucking window, emo. It's like, no one told Sheena what emo was then, and they're not going to tell her this time either. They're just going to let
because
her go.
Because I'm good as gold. Because I'm sad as gold. So now we're back at Tom's birthday party, and they put on screen a guy that on the Chiron says Tom's vocal coach, which I know they put that on there just to be like, wow, sir, you have a thankless job, a very thankless job, or you are just very bad at it. So then Schwartz shows up and he has a cake.
I think people in vocal coaching need to be held responsible like bartenders. You know how it used to be called like, oh, he got wasted last night. And now people say he was overserved, like taking any personal responsibility away from it. And then they go sue the bar because the bartender overserved them. I mean, if we're allowed to do that, we should serve fucking vocal coaches for setting this shit loose on the streets too. You know?
Yeah. And then Schwartz is like, hey, I got you a cake. It says a little something on it. And I swear to God, I thought it was going to be a Sweet Lady Jane's cake that said something about like Scandoval or whatever. I was like, oh, if he does this, that's going to be a bold move. But it just said, happy 40th again. Ah.
That's crazy. So let's see. Allie is like, I can't do this. I'm staying in the car. I'm sorry. It's not very Libra of me. But I don't have a relationship with him, and I love Ariana, so I don't like see the point in trying to force a relationship with someone.
So James leaves her in the car, like he's going on like a stakeout or something like that. He's like, oh, I'm going to go in. I'll signal you, listen on the radio, and if you hear anything, call the police. So he like knocks on the door and he comes in and Sandoval's like, dude, what's up? Come on in. It's good to see you. Come on in. And so it's like really awkward. And James is like, Tom's party is a lot like a who's who. Like, who the fuck are these people? It's not like going to Chicago and playing Wiggy Wiggy on a pizza. You know what I'm saying? Tom used to be the coolest person on the block. Now look, your pool party's a stupid, stupid pool party. I don't want to go to them anymore.
Yeah, this is the bad news bears. For sure. So he's like, I can't stay long. All right, let's have a little chat. And he goes, sure, bro. Let me just grab something. Be right back. So then this guy comes over and he's like, hey, so I wanted to talk to you about the friend group situation. Like, Katie has totally iced me out of everything. So
just like, who the fuck's this guy? He goes, I don't know who you are, but you're not a DJ. You're not a Cascade. So I don't want to talk to you, okay? I came to talk to Tom. And if he doesn't want to talk to me, I mean, could you just get Tom for me already?
These are the people on the periphery that Katie won't let hang out with them that Tom has to have at the party. This is like all the hangers-on of this cast.
It harkens back to season one when Stassi hung out with like the JB team when she got like mad at everyone in Vegas. And so she had like an episode where she's like, oh my God, I love you. I love whoever you are, you busboy. Let's be best friends right now.
You guys, no one better mess with Steve. That's Jesse. Whatever.
He's my best friend. I'll call him whatever I want.
But that was so funny. James just looks at this guy and he's like, who the fuck is this guy? He goes, actually, I'm here to talk to Tom if he's ever going to talk to me, because Tom excused himself, but then is now just talking to another group of people. So Brett's like, his name is Brett, apparently. He's like, I'm going to go and tell him that for you. So he goes to get him. He's like, just don't ice me out of the group, bro. Promise.
Sam was like, oh, so like you want to go to the back? You just want to go right here? Because like I was going to take you to the back, but like I guess we can be in the front. Fine. So like, so how's your new house? Have any luck being able to record any podcasts in there? Are there too many planes overhead? He's like, oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. I can walk in the middle of the street and it's actually a walkway. It's on that way.
Finally, is that a phonograph behind your head? Is that, what's this called, Ben? Phonographs? So what they're called? The phonographs. Old players with the big ears. With the big,
like a Victrola.
Yeah.
Phonograph.
Victrola like, behind you.
One of those things.
Actually, it's a white noise machine. Hold on.
So he's like, well, it's been 1 year and so much has changed. So many pool parties that I get to go to and you don't get to go to. Checkmate. And Sandoval's like, yeah, like everything has like really changed. It's like, I feel like a big brother to me has gotten lost. A big stupid brother. And I was kind of expecting a text, you know what I mean? Like, and that never came.
Yeah. Well, I apologize for that because, like, I should have sent you a text because, you know, James, I was very overwhelmed, okay? Because, yeah, but, like, months, all right? And then I've seen you on Instagram. I mean, you're out there. You're fine.
And then we see clips of Tom, like, sweating over at the crowd, like, putting his hand out with, like, a neon lightning bolt going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom, who just feels so terrible about Sandoval that he's got lightning everywhere in every picture. Singing songs off about Rachel. You guys, he feels terrible. So, buy the t-shirt.
He's like, yeah, seriously. He's like, well, for what it's worth, I'm sorry that I didn't reach out anyway. And by the way, that's worth a lot. And if you want to pay me cash for that, that'd be great because I got some bills to pay. Jim's like, oh, are you sorry for betraying me? He's like, betraying you? Yeah, the ultimate betrayer. Sandoval's like, well, before I answer that question, I just want to say one thing, and this is like maybe why I was like so angry. Like, when you did that shit with Kristen, he's like, oh no, not doing that 10 years ago. No, not gonna do that, Tom. Tom is, I mean, so theoretically, Tom has a point because like James did do this, but it was 10 years ago. And what Sandoval, if he were smart, he would say, he would have not said, like, oh, well, I didn't betray you because you did it to me. He would have been like, yeah, I did totally violate bro code and it was totally abuse of our friendship. You know, maybe now you can realize why I was so upset those many years ago. But what I did was on such a bigger level. Da 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 da. Like, he could still make his point, but he could do it in a way that's, like, not no, like,
to me,
well,
like, you're done. That's 10 years ago. You don't get to bring up a decade.
And James now, like, was and it's also just, 22.
It's the typical, yeah, and it's just the typical Sandoval thing. Like,
oh, really? But you, I'm betrayed people? You betrayed people.
That's what he's going to do to everybody who talks to him. He's going to be like,
oh, really? But you betrayed me. Remember that time you betrayed me? Remember that time I got you a birthday present and you didn't get me one? Ultimate betrayal! Yeah. I can't believe you would do. So we're even, right?
It's like,
yeah, he has. I agree that Sandoval has no leg to stand on with this. But I'm just saying, since he's like dead set on bringing that up, like there's a way to bring it up that's like more delicate. I don't think he deserves to bring it up, and it's not really relevant to it. But I'm just saying, like, this is the worst way to do it.
He's just.
I don't know if this is an important point, though.
He's just. Such
I don't think this is. If you're going to do it, just do it better.
Yeah, just be better at it. I mean, basically, just like everything Tom does, you know, it's like he does it at the lowest level, basically.
Yeah.
So James is like, no, we're not talking about 10 years ago. And he goes, it wasn't 10 years ago, James. And then we see a clip, 2013, 10 years ago.
James referred to me as like his best man. And what does he do? Kristen starts banging him. On my bed.
But by the way, it also, if you're going to bring that up, it goes both ways. So you want James to have, like, you want James to empathize with you, Tom, because in your mind, Tom, James did the same thing that you did. But how about it goes that you should have empathy for James because you know how it felt when that happened to you. So you should have some empathy for James because that's what happened to him. So it goes both ways.
Yeah. James is like, that's ridiculous, Tom. I'm not even going to entertain what you just said. And he goes, oh, that's very narcissistic of you to say. Thanks for stopping by, bro. So now he's going to just take the word narcissist, which everybody's been calling him, and just start throwing it out at other people. I mean, the ultimate in you are fighting, you know?
Yeah.
You betrayed me. You are.
You're a narcissist.
You are.
Hate you.
This
are
chart right. is full of Libra.
You are. You are.
Like, Tom wants to bring up the past. Tom wants to bring up the past, and I'm looking for an apology for the now. Nothing makes it okay for him to be lying to my face for 6 months, outcast me from the entire group, hashtag pool parties, make me seem like I'm going crazy, all because he's getting his dick wet.
So then outside, he gets revenge by pissing on his bush. And Ellie's like, it's not just his house, it's also Ariana's house, James. And he goes, it's illegal to piss on someone's bush. And she goes, James, no. She knows. She's been with James long enough to not even really try. She's like, James, no. Okay, well, he's peeing on a bush again.
Yeah. I was a good boy. I didn't even throw an egg at his window. So, yeah. So that was the episode. Wild times on Vanderpump Rules. Always fun. Well, thanks everyone for being here. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Don't forget to get your tickets for either live or virtual for the Crappies. And don't forget to vote too. Go to watchcrappins.com. And we will catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurtz.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Cotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian? Or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or, how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.